yourself a favor and rent Ratatouille.
You like food so much.
I think those movies are good, but
like,
yeah.
I just really love
welcome everybody.
Our candor.
Ta-da. Welcome to the 22nd episode of the Octavarius podcast.
Oh man, we're 22.
Party's
then.
Over.
Cloud, you're 22, right?
Yeah.
Cool
trivia.
Way to go.
Let's start on this end of the room and sound off.
Oh, thanks, Tins. I'm LP.
I'm Cloud.
I'm Tins.
I'm Mark.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Castelvi.
It's Biwo.
Keith.
We're sitting next to each other. It's cool.
Yep.
Well, it looks like our mailbag's here, and it's full once again. So, Mark,
wow, God. Whoa. So much mail.
I hope this letter is a
bag of mail.
A bag of mail.
That's Santa bag.
Bag o' mail.
Okay. Today's letter comes to us from a Robert Hughes of Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. You're from Bolingbrook.
I grew up in Bolingbrook. Well, I spent some time in Bolingbrook.
Oh, okay.
Nice, man.
Oh, wait, I know Robert, actually.
That's weird.
He's our friend.
Oh, yeah, our friend. That Robert?
Well, that's... Well, if you're not our friend and you have a question, or if you are our friend that's not Robert, feel free to write a question into info@octavarius.com.
Make sure it's not a racist question or we can't talk about it.
Katie.
Today's question...
She realizes it's the one, too. So let's go get to her, and she'll either Today's love it question, or hate though, that statement.
Luckily, it's not racist.
It's surprising, because Robert's so Southern.
Robert's very tolerant.
He's very tolerant.
He's southerner very
tolerant
of the week.
And open-minded to other cultures.
All things that are not Nick Mikula, that is.
Not that Nick Mikula is those things, but that Robert does not like Nick Mikula.
Robert will love this podcast because Nick is not here.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Well, Robert today writes, Dear Octavarius, my family's about to go on a summer vacation, and I'm a little bit nervous. I wish you guys could tell... Oh, wait, they're leaving right now. I gotta go. Bye!
Why would he write that?
He sent that to us without having.
How did he have the time to send it?
I guess he put the stamp on it and finished it in the car and sent it from the first place they stopped.
And he could have rewritten it in the car.
Yeah, he could have, but he didn't
he's
think
on
of
vacation.
That.
No one writes letters on vacation.
That's true.
Postcards.
Mark, I want you to give me the mail. Yeah.
I can't do that.
So I mean, I guess we should just talk about vacations, right, guys?
Seeing as how it wasn't a question and all.
No, it was. He wanted us to tell him about something.
If I recall, he was bringing up vacations and then was interrupted by a vacation he was having.
At any rate, it likely would have ended with, what's up with that?
That's good.
Did you guys see the new Harry Potter theme park thing?
Oh, don't get me started.
Well, I guess while we're going to start mentioning it, we should again congratulate Scott and Susan.
Yeah.
Who are, as you hear this, Harry Potter Fun Times Zone.
They're in Fun Time Zone.
Yeah, they're totally going there. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Man, you know, just about every single thing we said would happen did not happen.
That's not true. We were all on time.
We weren't even on time.
That was the one thing I thought we would do, right?
No. Yeah, I thought so, too.
I confessed that to Scott almost immediately.
I was just glad
that no one ruined his wedding.
I said something to Scott. I was like, I'm sorry, Scott, I didn't dance on any tables. And he was like...
Yeah, Lauren did not dance on one table.
I forgot my saxophone.
And there were so many there.
But you know what? They all have like these beautiful centerpieces on it,
flowers.
And I was worried about ruining them. So
that's understandable. They're beautiful.
Yeah. That's kind of like a requirement of dancing on tables is not worrying about what's on the table.
Fucking
up that table because it's a dance flow now.
Yeah, right?
Where is this Harry Potter theme park?
It's
located?
In Orlando, the center of summer vacations.
Universal Studios. Wow.
What used to be a swamp is now a fun place.
But just about everything in Orlando used to be a swamp.
I know. Florida's just one big swamp. I hate Florida. And let me. Okay, I'll go ahead and talk about my summer
vacation. What's wrong? You would never vacation.
I'm
going to
go ahead and piss off all of Florida. That's fine with me. Hi, I'm OP. I hate Florida.
Watch out.
You're one of many.
I actually have I actually have family in Florida, and I would go visit them. And this isn't really... Well, I went to...
You could say that we have family in Florida, since
yes,
blood.
That's right. We found out that we were family while I was in Florida.
That's true.
So I guess that's a good memory of Florida. That's otherwise, fun. I spent a few Christmases in Florida, and it was like the worst Christmas ever, because I was on the beach on Christmas Day, and it just didn't feel right. And people were out in their coats, and it was like 70 degrees. I was like, what are you doing? Come on. You need an excuse to wear a windbreaker. Dude, you live in Miami. You don't wear a windbreaker. You just have hurricanes and whatever.
What?
And then I went there for the summer, and it was just so muggy, and there's these freak geese that run around. They've got like red boils on their face. And it's just like, ah, you are a freak, you geese.
That's probably how they got their name.
It was just so hot and muggy, and I would try and go into the pool, and it was just loaded with dead bugs. Just, oh my god, this is bad memories. And then I went to a Toys R Us in Florida, and I bought Crossfire, the game, and the damn thing didn't have any beads in it, so I couldn't even play.
Can we necessarily blame Florida for that, though?
I especially blame Florida for that.
I would like to counter by saying that Disney World is awesome.
I can counter that too. I went on like one of those timeshare things where they offered like if you sit down for the whole day, we'll give you like a few free tickets to Disney World and Universal Studios. You just have to sit here for a day and listen to our spiel, and you can say no at the end. And then when we got there, they set us down this like the whole day. We were there just listening about these timeshares and blah blah blah. And we're just like, all right, no, we have to do this to get the free ticket so we can go. And then at the end, they were like, oh, no, you only get it if you were a part of, like, last month's seminar, too.
What?
Oh, and I was like, oh, fuck you, Florida. Fuck you.
Okay.
They're all scams. Why would you trust them?
So well, it's the 90s.
So wait, LP, you've never been to Disney World?
Never. Okay. Nor Orlando Studios.
I can certainly tell Universal you, Studios. Disney World is quite a place.
Is it is it
a land of magic and
you wonder? Would not believe the quality of service and the amount that those people will bend over backwards to make sure you have a good time.
Was it funded by a Nazi sympathizer?
It's like sick. It's
well,
sick.
Let's just say that, Brian, that... There was a lot of really nice, like my family down there and my friend's family who we visited were all super nice people down there. Very nice. I just hate Florida. It's just not my style. It's not my scene. I went down South Beach. There was just Cuban guys with just chest hair popping
out.
Too
many Cubans, am I right, Dins?
You said it. Now, Gustavo, you said that Disney is Nazi sympathizers?
Yeah, well, Walt Disney. I said it was founded by a man who was a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, probably.
Well,
they
definitely.
Also hired
Walt Disney.
Lots of things were funded by Nazi sympathizers. Let's
more than IBM.
But Disney, as an employer now, Argentina. Is like super fucking tolerant of everybody.
Because of Epcot.
Yeah, I mean, they hire so many people from so many different cultures. They offer homosexual partner benefits before, like, anybody did. They're super great.
And it's nice that at Epcot they employ so many robots too.
It's nice to finally see in this day.
Oh, yeah, since the recession it's been really hard.
Tomorrowland, there's a lot of robots in Tomorrowland.
There's a lot of robots in Epcot, except they're all shitty because they were built like 45 years ago and they never changed them.
Yeah, well, because they weren't robots that could learn.
Or adapt themselves.
Yeah. You know, I've been to Disney World. I actually got to go in high school as part of my marching band. It was around
marching
one
band
of,
story coming up.
One of the big anniversaries. I don't know what it was, but it was like their Music Days festival or some shit. And we went to play and march through Disney World and like because they had a big parade and we got to be a part of their parade and play music and march through. And it was like 105 degrees. And we're in full black marching band. And they're so thick. They're like double knit. They're supposed to keep you warm when you're marching in winter.
For the football games.
For the football games. Yeah. So we had these just incredibly hot things. So like three or four band members just fainted, including my brother, who's the drum major.
Oh, no.
And he got like three-fourths of the way through, and you just like... waved at one of the band directors and said, I'm out, I'm done. And he just barely got off to the side. But he didn't faint, but he like collapsed and they had to really rehydrate him. But Disney is so fast on finding someone who needs to be hydrated and helping them out. But we did, especially cool, got to go behind the scenes of Disney.
Did you go underground?
No, we went behind all the magical walls, I guess. Everything's magical there, so I guess the walls are. Yeah. And we got to go backstage, and we could see all the different costumes and just people just hanging out and the actors in between what they had to do. And it was great because I think it was Belle was just sitting on a cigarette inside of her bubble, like inside of the thing with it open, just in the dress, just smoking a cig. I'm like, this is great. This is truly magic because she... Her character doesn't even know what cigarettes are, and yet she is, as a lady, does.
Anything is possible.
It's great acting.
It's so funny because those people are the embodiment of that character, and they're really just like some chick that, you know, probably graduated high school, went to a couple years of college, and then started working at Disney.
Well, they got those internships to Disney, right? Yeah. I remember when we were at ISU, they always had those summer internships at Disney that's always looked amazing, but then when people would come back from them, they'd be like, it was a nightmare.
But yeah, my cousin, Shelby, a lot of people never come back because they love it that much.
Yeah, my cousin Nicole did it for a while, and she loved it. And
who is she? What did she play?
Oh, I think she was just there as part of an event coordinator intern. But yeah, she said it was like one of the best companies.
Well, I'm talking about the people who have to be those dudes in the costume.
The characters. The
people audition for that. They want to do that.
Yeah. Jeff Helenthal went down there.
That's what I was
2 weeks, he was like, I'm out of here. It was awful.
I hear that it's like high school and that like even when they eat lunch, it's very clicky and there's like all...
Princesses over here only.
Yeah, like my friend was Snow White and she couldn't stand like how clicky it was. And it's like living in the real world.
Seats taken, Jafar.
And you have to beat.
They're called face characters if you actually use your own face, and you get paid way more because you have to look like it, and it's also way more comfortable because you're not in a suit. And if you get to be a parade face, like the people who do princesses in parades, all they have to do is go through ride a parade like 2 or 3 times in the day. They make just so much money, and they do the least amount of work, so that makes a lot of people really upset. Because the parade ones do the least work, and just because they look the prettiest, they get the most money.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you have to be a certain height and like weight too, because like there's like one costume, and if you don't fit those measurements or not the right like Cinderella height, you have to be like 5'7" or something like
that. Yeah, and I hear they're very otherwise, specific about
you
that.
You have to lose weight. Inch, like, otherwise, lose, like 20 pounds or something. Yeah.
I'm too tall to be any of them, even Goofy.
You're too tall to be Goofy.
Really? I'm too tall because this is how the suits are built. The tallest you can be is 6'2", and I'm like,
that's it. Yes,
I'm over 6'3", so I can't do it at all.
Wow. There was a guy that used to go to ISU with us who played Goofy, Danny. Do you remember Danny, Mark?
Yeah.
Danny was Goofy for a bit.
For a spell.
That was pretty wild.
That's very good for Disney. A spell.
Yeah.
Magic.
I know. I said that.
Good work.
Actually, now. No, I've been to Disney World a couple times, but man, I think my favorite vacation ever was in San Diego, California.
Ooh,
it was gorgeous. Have you guys been to San Diego?
I don't believe I have.
It's on my list of things to do.
San Diego is fucking beautiful. I mean, it is just gorgeous, and everything is awesome there. Now, I guess it's kind of boring to talk about because San Diego just is cool. It's just a good place to be. The shittiest place I ever went to was in Indiana. I don't know
where
why.
In Indiana?
I don't even remember. It was like Shitville, Indiana.
See, every time I go to Indiana, I never consider it a vacation. It's always getting lost.
or getting through Indiana to get to somewhere better.
I was like 8 years old or something like that. It was around that age. And my parents, I believe it was my mother's choice. It could have been my dad's. I don't know. He'll blame my mom though, because the vacation was not a success. It was hot and muggy.
But you don't know where in Indiana you went.
I was just so upset the whole time.
How old were you?
Of how bad. I was like 8 or 9.
Okay.
And it was so damn boring.
But there was there supposed to be like a destination?
A specific we went place? To like some lake or something where you do shit outside.
No, the aren't there dunes over there?
The dunes are great.
Yeah, no, we didn't go to the dunes. I've been Michigan to the dunes. The dunes are great.
I think is where you
go. Yeah, better in Michigan.
We went somewhere that was like garbage hot. Yeah. It was almost as muggy as like Missouri in the summer.
Wow,
that's ridiculous.
And have you ever been to Missouri in the summer?
I went in spring break.
Not an extended period. We drove through there once.
So that's a thick place, man.
It is no good.
LP so talks thick. About the humidity in Florida. Missouri summer is about as thick as you can get. You could cut through the air with an electric knife.
Tennessee and South Carolina are equally awful. Just in South Carolina, especially, I vacation to Hilton Head Island twice a year, almost every Christmas, and then every summer that I can make it out with my parents. Sometimes Tins goes.
Sometimes. Well, once.
Yeah.
I like to imagine all the listeners from South Carolina are like, fuck this, Dr. Barry is bullshit.
Same with Florida. Same with Indiana. They all hate us.
California loves us, but they don't care. They're too pretentious.
Fuck you, California. I find it incredibly hard to believe that Tennessee and South Carolina will think that they are actually muggier than Missouri. Missouri is so muggy.
I've noticed how you keep referring it as Missouri.
I've been in Missouri in the late summer, like August, September, I guess, reaching into fall. So I don't know. I haven't been in like July, so I don't know.
Has anyone ever been to Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah.
I remember going like on a spring break vacation with my friend there, and it was just a bunch of old people. Like, it was fun.
Nice.
But, like, we went to the beach, skipping rocks, fishing. But, yeah, nodding, it's a lot of smiling old folks.
At for no reason.
And the part that I was in was kind of shady, but...
But, you know, like, think that Lake of the Ozarks or like, somewhere in Indiana would be decent, but the best, like, shitty vacation spot around here is probably Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
I've had
it's
a...
It's very touristy.
For this question, what are we constituting a vacation? Like a family vacation?
Any vacation, okay. Really. A badass time in the Dells.
Yeah. Well, I feel like as an adult, as several man children and woman children is what I like to constitute us. Adult is a very loose term. I think we can have a lot more fun since we have adult money. And like
yeah,
just going to the Dells.
We can't do the same thing. Like there's a lot of things we can't get away with at the Dells. At the Dells, we can like hit up all those water slides. But now that we're adults, it's our responsibility to like wait for the kids to be done with those slides. And sometimes we can't even go on them.
Dude,
so
we have to do
adult vacations like Vegas or
Oh man, speaking of the Dells, has anybody been on a go-kart like within the past year of their life?
No.
It's not 1 year, but 2 years.
It's weird now.
You can
drive a car.
I've only ever done go-karting like once, and I did one race and that's it.
Yeah, I've never been into it. I've done it a few times.
We used to, Mark and I grew up near a badass go-kart track, Rand Raceway. Remember that, Mark?
I could just imagine you on one side of the fence sighing as you look in.
You just said you were at a go-kart not too long ago, right?
Yeah, I brought you there.
Within the past year or so,
How much? I always remember them being expensive or something.
It's like...
Well, yeah, this is me as a kid. I mean, $10
is
a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like $8.
Really?
Yeah, for like
I'd do it for $8.
Yeah, I'd do that
for like
$8.
For like one ride. It lasts 3 minutes.
If we were there,
though.
I wouldn't make a trip out of it.
No. God, why the fuck? Why was I there? It was last year. I was in Virginia Beach, and my girlfriend at the time, Mindy, we were looking for something to do. And there wasn't much to do aside from beaches in the near vicinity. But there was one place that had like go-karts and a tiny pool for children.
That was the bar. That was the vacation where I farted on your pillow while you were gone.
Nice. That was
nice.
Yeah.
You got him.
Yeah. And
pink eye.
The thing about go-karts is this. First of all, there are not many adults on this track.
I don't know about that. Aren't there adults with their kids or something?
Yeah. Or like my best friend's parent who had to drive me in the go-kart because I was shorter than everybody else. But the whole birthday, like of my friend's birthday, who was younger than me, got to go on their own go-kart.
And this was how many months ago?
Zing! God,
Take that, Lauren.
And, okay.
Take it so hard.
And my beef with go-karts is the reason you go on go-karts is to fuck up other people's shit.
Yeah. I want to alert everyone that Tim's has taken his microphone out of its holster. And
you know what? This is
important. Now Chris rocking this.
This is how,
and the, by thing the, way, about, the thing about go-karts
one thing
is this.
About go-karts, let me tell you.
He does this when we hang out, too. He just pulls out a microphone that's hanging around and just pretends like he's talking to a bigger audience and just talks into a microphone in his hand.
When it's not connected to anything. The thing about my microphone, the thing about go-karts is this.
Go ahead.
You want to fuck with other people's shit, but as soon as you fuck with other people's shit, you get thrown out. You get thrown out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'd be so right.
Yeah. I would argue that you just got to do it on the sly. Just on the sly.
Maybe you weren't stealthy.
Those,
yeah, you can't like throw a turtle shell at somebody else. You gotta just.
Oh my god! What if Mario Kart was real?
Oh my god!
Sell that cloud.
Gosh, dude, we all wish Mario Kart was real. Yeah. That you could have weapons.
No, there'd be so much damage to public property.
Well, I imagine we could just
have special
like
special courses.
Yeah, yeah. Like
people would die. People
die.
No, it would be like one of the. It's no. Like where nothing matters. It would be like virtual reality.
You just get all right. Injured.
I don't know.
If you got like a star and you just fly in a go-kart?
I think if you got hit by a person with a star and they just knocked you 10 feet into the air, crashing down on your head.
You like fall into water. Wah!
Can you imagine how many go-kart funerals we'd go to?
Oh, that's awful.
Wallowing.
It goes Wario.
Whatever.
We mourn the death of Matt Castelvi. Oh. Good though he was, he thought he could use all three mushrooms on the same turn.
You bastard, you stupid bastard.
He was in Bowser's castle.
He saw the lava pit.
He was gonna save the princess.
He was too brave.
Why weren't the rails on that bridge?
Where was Lukitu?
He didn't listen. He didn't listen.
In nomine patris filii, spiritus sancti.
Amen.
Amen.
I was dead, so I couldn't say anything.
So my most surprising vacation, if we're off of the Mario Kart,
these are always dead.
Unfortunately,
we
I
already
guess
are
we're
now.
Done.
Okay.
I will talk right. About how Mario Kart in real reality would be great for another hour, but we probably shouldn't.
Yeah,
I'm coming back to it
in
like 15 minutes.
So here's the thing:
a Robert Pattinson.
No. This is before Robert Pattinson was in
Patterson.
My love.
It's Robert Pattinson.
Shut.
Is this a Jesse McCartney story?
No, it's not. Oh, we can get into those later. But, so I really wanted to do, like, a big spring break with my college friends, right? And, like, every year something happened where, like, people couldn't go or like, you know, we never had any money or whatever it was. So one year, actually, Mark, you know about this. I think I've told you about this. We ended up just, like, last minute deciding, well, we're going to go somewhere. And me and a couple of friends went to St. Louis because it, from ISU, it's only like 3 hours away.
I hear
and
that
I
St.
Like,
Louis is a smelly city.
That's what I heard.
Possibly,
a few
but
things.
I know from friends in St. Louis, and they all concur.
I'm just
really?
Trying to piss St. Louis off now because I'm a Cubs fan.
Oh god. I hope my
now,
friend Drew Nugent doesn't listen.
Now here's the thing: I was really kind of upset that we weren't like doing the spring break thing. I wanted to, you know, I don't know, lift
get
my top up and get drunk and go crazy.
What?
Wait! What?
Lauren.
Well, but you know what I mean? I wanted to
you know
what
I mean?
Go crazy. The experience.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How often do you lift your top up and go crazy?
Like only on spring break.
Yeah.
When it's appropriate.
You know,
break.
I've been on quite a few spring breaks and nobody's lifted their top up and gone crazy for me. And I have vacationed
I did that
in Daytona Beach, Florida. And I have been in Catlinburg, Tennessee.
You must have gone to the part of Florida that LP went to.
And where we went to
Pensacola
Beach. Two beaches. I never saw any titties be out. today. Anyway,
well, to be fair, we were on a different. Weren't we on a different spring break schedule than most people?
Yeah, that's true. Way
earlier. It's earlier, but there were other people spring breaking. My Florida one, especially, it was filled with people spring breaking, but there wasn't any.
It was more chill than like spring break.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those.
Daytona Beach, the people were having a gay old time, but just nobody was showing their tits.
I'm sorry, Keith.
So,
not to us. Us theater nerds.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No. I remember the time about that spring break when it was just us theater nerds and like super jocks. And I was like,
I totally punked
him. And then we were just making fun of them behind them.
You pretended to be gay the whole week for
the entire week.
Oh, yeah. How have you not heard about this before?
Wait, can I finish?
I was Manhattan. Oh, show. Go ahead. Fuck.
No,
fuck
I want to hear about you being gay. I want to hear about you being gay.
No, fuck. What are we talking about? Robert Patterson and you making out.
No. In this fantasy. How it was more surprising vacation because I found out in St. Louis everything is fucking free. It was awesome.
Wait, slow down, Jesus. What?
How did it take you that long to get to here?
I know. Well, I don't know. All right.
Free?
So, yes, let me explain.
Please.
So,
was this before or after you lifted your top up that all of a sudden things were free?
Why were you going to St. Louis to lift your top up?
Why are things free in St. Louis?
Answer the question, Lauren. Okay. The zoo, which is the most amazing zoo I've ever seen in my life, and the most dangerous and scary, is free.
St. Louis Zoo is a great zoo. They have an awesome zoo.
Wait, do they have a panda?
Lauren, the zoo in this city where you live is free.
No, Lincoln Park, okay,
and
but
it's
that's
less
shitty.
Dangerous.
No, it's not. They've totally redone Lincoln Park. It looks great.
I went there like 6 months ago.
I went there like a week and a half ago.
Maybe four.
It's beautiful.
What was so dangerous about the zoo in St. Louis?
Do they have a panda?
Yes, I think they have.
You have no idea, dude.
I
got no idea.
She was too busy lifting her tongue.
No, I want to know why it's dangerous.
Okay, it was dangerous.
You get to walk in the rattlesnake pit? What happened?
Because of all, like. Okay, in like Lincoln Park Zoo,
there's no snipers, but in St. Louis Zoo, there's snipers all around.
So dangerous.
And it's free.
Well, in Lincoln Park Zoo, there's a lot of like fences, and you feel like you're very like far away and blocked off from the animals. Now, in St. Louis Zoo, I honestly did feel a little bit nervous because. Granted, I'm a Jewish warrior, but whatever. But usually nervous. But anyways, so there was like
Brian
no fence.
He's grasping his face in exasperation right now.
There was no fence, no boundaries from you and the feline like
that's
cats.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Are you,
Except, will you let me get through this? Except a ditch that was like. Okay,
that's how they are at lots of zoos.
Will you let me get through this?
Oh, God, please. Finish it so I can make fun of it.
So, there's the ditches like Lincoln Park Zoo, too. But those ditches were not that deep, and there was trees that went from the area where the big cats were to, like, reached out to where the people are.
So
and I'm like, can't the cats
tree
climb the trees into the zoo and, like, just run them up?
They also weigh hundreds of pounds, and probably those weak branches that got to you.
They were, like, thick
break.
Trees.
You weren't there, Keith.
These are monster cats.
Okay, Lauren. That's one free thing.
All right. The art museum, which is amazing, is free. Granted, our art museum is awesome, too. Yes. But
and often free.
No, it's not. Yeah, every time free. I've been
both
to the art museum
the art
here, it's not
free.
There's a Jew fee. There's a small worrying Jew fee.
Anyways, that's free. And then they have the most amazing place in the planet besides Disney World. I swear to God. And that is called the City Museum. And it is not a museum of any kind. What?
Is the one under the arch?
No. Okay. It's nowhere near the arch. No. Oh, no. I haven't even been to the arch. We didn't even go to the arch.
The arch is not free. It costs money.
Yeah. No, you can enter it. There's a free museum underneath.
But the arch ride is money.
Oh, yeah. The ride.
So what the
hell
is
this
museum?
The City Museum is a giant playground for adults. There's, like, huge slides in there. The rules.
Wait.
You have to sign a waiver when you go in there.
Wait, honestly. No. I have actually heard about this place because a couple of the guys on Boom Boom Washington went there when they had a whole day free during Carbondale. They were so excited about it.
Yeah.
And then they came back so disappointed.
What?
I was
liars.
I was ready for this to be the
I was ready for this to be the podcast where Lauren makes us all feel like dicks for teasing her. I was so ready for Lauren to be right there.
No, because she said that she was her favorite part was everything's free. I said, excuse me? And she let me explain this whole thing. This whole explanation is just saying that three things that when she went there were free. Not everything, which was what surprised
me. That's all that I did. It was everything.
Did you eat? Food probably cost things. This is America.
How did you get from place to place?
In a car that somebody else paid for.
But things cost money.
So okay. That Chicagoan paid for it.
Okay, the City Museum in my eyes was maybe now it's different because I went like, I don't know, probably four years ago, but it was awesome. The rule, you have to like sign a waiver when you get in there. Like if you die, it's not our fault.
If you die,
like honestly,
do they have dangers of death in this
because
place?
Because the only two rules there are anywhere that you can climb, you can go, and anywhere that you can fit, you can go. And it's insane. You can go like you can. It's just it's like you're in a giant playground or treehouse or Neverland or something. I don't know. It's just like nuts. I've never been to a place like that because even in Disney World, there's a lot of rules and it's just a ride, you know, or...
Sounds like a place where a lot of crime can happen.
That's East St. Louis.
Actually, yes, I think so. Yeah.
That is East St. Louis. Take that, East St. Louis.
But go to the City Museum.
Part of last spring break, I accidentally took a wrong turn and got lost, like, in the wrong part of St. Louis.
Oh, no.
Like, I was with a couple of my dude friends. I was like, this is really ghetto. And then I got back on the highway.
Wow.
It was scary for those moments.
I've been to a lot of places around St. Louis. And St. Louis, if you're ever going to go, fuck whatever Lauren said to go do. Because go eat barbecue instead. Because there's so much good barbecue.
Finally, we get some advice.
You know, all of Missouri has such good barbecue.
Not going to this adult museum.
It's not worth spending your time doing anything else but eating barbecue any place that has barbecue.
Really, really gorgeous. You should see your show.
But do they serve barbecue there?
Could bring some in.
Well, that's good. No, glad you got a good point. We could bring in some good barbecue and go.
And everything in the City Museum is made out of recycled parts of the city.
Everything that's pork is delicious.
You can't eat 24/7, otherwise you'd kill yourself. But you could be at the City Museum 24/7.
The reason she didn't do the things that you're talking is because she's Jewish.
That's true.
And
Jews, that's the only time my race has.
Jews don't eat pork. That's not
I don't follow the. I don't.
Biwo is once again grasping his face in exasperation.
Speaking of wacky museums, I went. My dad.
Yeah, Cloud.
Nice segue.
My dad loves going to museums, and usually our vacations would be centered around that. Like, oh, let's go to the Henry Ford Museum and this other museum. And my mom just hates it. So,
wait,
like,
is your dad a plaque reader?
He'll spend time reading all the plaques and getting all the info.
Look at the picture
and
on.
I know, that's what I know. But I've been to like a lot of wacky museums and I just had a lot of like interesting vacations. A lot of them around the Midwest. We'd be like, let's go to Detroit and go to the weird museums there. Or like places in Michigan and Wisconsin.
I can never go to a museum ever again.
Because when I went
to Europe, that's all I did. And after a while, it was just so exhausting to just look at pictures of shit over
Europe.
And over. No, I was there. I remember. I remember I had to give him a passport. It was Europe. And there's just so much art. And like,
it's overwhelming.
There's too much art. When I went to the Louvre, you couldn't see everything. And then I looked at it, I was like, all right, in my brain. Okay, good. Next. Ooh, there's a fish. All right, I get that. What's this one trying to say?
I do the same thing at art museums. Like, okay, that's
right.
A guy sitting.
Whoa, that's all crazy. Right. Okay, Andy Warhol's weird.
See, like, when I went to the Vatican, I was, like, freaking out at the shit they had there. It was, like, everything the Catholics stole. It was awesome. I saw the discus.
Take that, Catholics.
Yeah, take that.
Take that, LP.
Hey, man, they took a lot.
Hey, we did.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want?
I'll take your shit. Give me shit.
Yeah, America took
wrong
a lot.
Let me up that shirt.
America took a lot of bullshit, too. What do you want? I'm sorry.
Brian, when
Once
you went
there...
But yeah...
We took the moon.
In Rome, like, I mean, I'm at the damn Vatican Museum, and I see the discus. You know, the discus statue. You're like, oh, there's that. You go your entire life seeing that thing parodied, and then you actually see it. And it's a weird thing. I don't really know how to describe that feeling. Like when you see the Lincoln Memorial and you're like, mm-hmm. that's that thing that I always see people do things around and mm-hmm. lampoon.
I was like that when I saw the Mona Lisa.
And you're like, wow, they're... That's really
it, yeah, BWO, it's actually like that all of Washington, D.C., since like every landmark in D.C. has been used in film and television and any media for so long. It's being in Washington, D.C. is awesome for that.
I find myself, whenever I realize that, all I can say is, that's the thing. That's that thing. That thing we see all the time. Look at that thing.
I went to D.C.
That's the real thing.
That's the thing.
I went to D.C. once because... My grandparents, when me and my sisters turned 12, they would take us to somewhere in the continental United States, which instantly cuts out any fun places. But I was
that's not true, Mark. Come on,
but like,
you did. We were getting it state by state. Mark is like, we're not getting it fast enough. Now we only have Alaska and Hawaii to hit. So that's easy.
But. No, well, because they started it, like, when I was 11, they were priming me for it, and they're like, hey, man, you can go anywhere. Where do you want to go? And I was like, Australia. Done. I want to go to Australia. And they're like, continental, man. Rein it in, man. And so, then they were like, it needs to be educational.
Oh, fuck that.
So they brought me to D.C., which was actually pretty cool, and I really enjoyed it, although I think I was a bit young to fully appreciate it.
Oh, I can't wait to go back to D.C.
I have been, actually.
You guys want to someday just take a road trip to D.C.?
I would fucking love that. That's way cool. I would love to go to Washington, D.C.
As an American.
But a
wonderful place.
But what in D.C.?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Fuck.
That's what I want to know.
Well, fucking look it up.
Well, that's how you learn, by asking.
Me? You learn by asking me? Why did you think I knew how late bars were open in Washington, D.C.?
It was a general question.
All right. You looked at me. Right at me. Anyway, go on. How old were you?
I was 12. Okay. But what really got to me was, like, I went on that, and they made sure to hit, like, museums, and they bought me various educational books and stuff.
Cool.
And I really enjoyed it, and then... and I was totally cool with it until my middle sister turned 12.
What?
And she was what educational place do you want to go? Shopping in New York. And then they just bought her stuff.
Nice.
What?
Just bought her all this stuff.
Educational.
And she came back with like clothes.
It's because she's a male child. She's spoiled.
And then
you gotta break them in.
And then I was like, well, and I like threw a fit about it because I was like.
Bullshit.
I want free stuff.
Free books and education.
So I was like, you better not.
You've gone to St. Louis.
You better not do this with Carrie. So Carrie, my youngest sister, turns 12. What do you know? Disney cruise.
Nice.
What?
Wow.
Is this the one where you got coral poisoning?
No.
Callback.
No,
callback.
I don't get to go on these things. It's just their adventure.
Oh, it's just you, it's just the child and the parents.
And the grandparents.
And the grandparents.
Only the grandparents. Just grandparents.
I love
and child.
That we get to hang out with Mark Short End of the Stick Musinski.
And here's another time I was wrong.
God, someday I'm going to make a really, really depressing edit of all of Mark's sad.
My parents got me a bus one time. I hate
he's such
it.
a tragic hero. Just
everything ending in loneliness, pain, despair.
I feel like
I'm
the Hulk
together.
Music it should be playing in the background at all times.
I was once told that probably most of my life was written by Chekhov.
Really Chekhov, really?
Well, no, not the dialogue.
The famous Russian.
Child. Just the sadness.
Have you guys ever gotten lost on vacation and like had to wait for your parents?
No,
not on vacation. Oh, I think
you
lost one.
My fucking brother got
my
lost.
Fucking brother.
Oh yes, I can't believe I didn't even think about it.
What happened?
I can't even believe that I missed this. So I was 7 years old. Seven.
I love the B-1 side story.
And we're on Sanibel Island, just off of Florida, beautiful island. And if anything goes wrong on Sanibel, the police have the option of raising the bridges.
What?
So, my parents God bless him, decided to go on a raft, you know, like, you know, and hang out together in the ocean while they left me and my brother in the sand. Normally fine, I guess, but my brother had a little bit more of an intrepid spirit.
Can you say that again? I just like the way you say that.
Intrepid spirit?
Ooh.
So exotic.
And I was trying to make a fucking sandcastle, and my brother goes, I'm gonna go find wet sand. You can find wet sand everywhere, goddammit. It's right by the fucking ocean. Just go to where the water is.
Or add water to dry sand.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I mean, he was
like to imagine Brian as he is now saying this to his brother while he's making a sandcastle.
No, you can find it anywhere.
It's fucking the beach, Mark.
Wait, your parents left a 7 and 3 or 4 year old just sitting on the beach?
Whatever.
They were wolves.
The consequences that followed, you know, may have been deserved. So my brother fucking leaves. And I wasn't paying attention. I was doing my own shit. Fuck that guy. And so,
as he said to the police shortly thereafter,
fuck that guy.
I'm doing my thing. I'm doing my
4 year old was just referred to as a guy. Just guy.
Man, fuck that guy.
I was 7 and he was 4. It wasn't like we were light years beyond each other, you know. He asked me my opinion. I gave it to him, and he disobeyed. That's fine. That's you know how he wanted to do things. What was I going to do? I gave him my opinion. He left anyway, so I went about my business. A couple minutes later, my parents come back and say, "Where is your brother?" I don't know. He left.
Oh no.
I don't know, bro. He's gone.
That guy.
Dad, you're stepping on some of my castle. Come on.
The shells are
What
the
do you
people.
Mean, where is Mark? Fuck that guy.
Dude, that dude just left.
Dude,
he didn't say nothing.
My parents were so sad and furious at the same time at me. And it was all my fucking fault that my brother wanted to leave. And I was like, well, sorry. You know, I told him no. And he left. What do you want me to do?
This asshole says something about wet sand. I don't know.
I did say something very similar.
Something like wet sand.
This
or
asshole,
some shit.
I'm working on a castle. This asshole comes up and tells me he's going to get wet sand. I say, the fuck no, stay. And this asshole, he just fucking leaves.
Man,
so
I'm like a kid, wet sand. Wait, a beach.
So my parents talk to the police. The whole freaking beach area, all the adults are like freaking out because they think my brother's been abducted. The asshole walked like 2 miles, and he cut his foot.
A little 4 year old?
Yeah, he walked 2 miles.
What a dumbass. This dumbass walks 2 miles.
This dumbass.
His foot.
Doesn't even realize it.
He's,
can you imagine
no, he did, and he found some wonderful ladies who were school teachers.
And in the end, he picked up chicks.
Plastic ending.
Fucking asshole.
Sexy teachers, no less.
Unbelievable.
That's fucking.
And the guy, true story.
After a while, you know, he's walking with the school teachers, but he leads the teachers in the wrong direction, so he walks farther. And then my mother is patrolling the beach in like the police, you know, the beast police truck, looking for this child.
Leech. Yeah, I caught beast police.
Yeah, beach police. I'm sorry. It's like Baywatch.
I bet they were so scared that he was.
They
like,
were
in the
so
water.
They were frightened to death, and they were furious with me because of course it was my fault. And
Brian's upset that it was his fault. It wasn't his fault.
As Brian said, he told him, he gave his opinion that fucking guy disobeyed.
You don't leave a 7 and 4 year old on the beach.
Yeah, well, I guess they learned their lesson because they didn't do it anymore. So they
bitch beat me rotten.
Yeah. So they got him, brought him back. Aww. But there was a serious debate going on about whether or not to raise the bridges.
Oh,
and close off Sanibel Island because my brother was looking for wet sand at the beach.
That's
the ocean.
Awesome. That is
now,
so
now,
awesome.
So then after this, we go to
it's
the
like
Waffle
the baby
House.
And Roger Rabbit.
After this, Roger we Rabbit well, just about after this, we go to the Waffle House you know, to like chill out and have some freaking waffles. And my dad.
Chilling at the Waffle House, you know.
Asshole spills his soda on my waffles. My parents don't buy me a new one.
Almost. My dad is talking about, like, you know, he's like, man, that was crazy. You really gave us a scare there, Mark. And my brother, 4 years old, goes, keep your pants on. You found me.
As a four-year-old, I can't believe it.
Wow. Four-year-old says, no. Keep your pants on. You found me.
Wow.
So now,
Mitch beat him rotten.
So now you know.
Fucking rotten.
Like, what am I going to fucking do? The kid leaves? Am I going to fight that hard? You know, he's the kid that comes back and goes, keep your pants on. You found me. I'm here.
Jeez,
whatever.
Relax.
Jeez.
I was looking for wet sand.
Look,
Bart Simpson.
God damn, old man. Damn. Shit.
The little man wanted his space. You got to give him his space.
About
what are you going to do?
Chicks, we're talking. I led him the wrong way.
Your little brother sounds exactly like Bart Simpson. That's just exactly who Bart Simpson is.
That's awesome.
That's weird.
Yeah. He was fine.
Maybe Brian's brother is Bart Simpson.
Oh, maybe. Oh, Bart Simpson's not 4 years old. Though.
Well, but
he's a lot more adorable.
When they flash back to him as a four-year-old, he's still very mischievous.
Yeah.
He was a biter.
The most.
I was a biter.
You were a biter, Lauren.
I was a biter.
You know,
I got kicked out of preschool for a day because I bit a kid because he stole my freaking block.
Jesus Christ, Lauren.
Yeah,
that
I
can't
believe that you would be a biter.
It's crazy.
Yeah, those biters are nuts.
They used to hear. I used to hear Blaine screaming, and they'd be like, oh, I bet Lauren bit Blaine.
I'm noticing like, it's like little girls are biting.
The kid was named Blaine. He probably deserved to be bit.
Now we pissed off all Blaines.
We apologize to the Blaines listening in to our podcast.
Who's named Blaine, though?
I got bit by like a 14-year-old at a pool once.
Really?
And I was like not like 19 or 20.
You were 19 or 20 and a kid bit you?
There's my
scar.
You
have a scar from being bit by a child?
Yeah, see, you can tell that.
Why
he's not a child. He's a freshman.
Why
did he beat you?
A freshman in high school bit him. I don't know. We were like, me and I think Robert were in Hilton Head.
Wait, Robert Hughes, the one
who
wrote us this question?
Yes, the very same.
Oh, man, he is going to love that.
And we were in this pool, and there were these kids, and we were like playing basketball in the pool because there was a net and a basketball. And these kids came over, and they started playing with us. We're like, sure, whatever. And then... I'm trying to shoot, and this guy's like climbing on my back. I'm like, fuck this kid. So I just dunk myself underwater just immediately to surprise him. And it goes under. So so then when he came back up and I'm shooting, he bit me in the arm.
Like on accident? Like you hit
no,
his,
like, like with his mouth, he left a scar on my arm.
Can't.
From biting me and I started bleeding. I'm like, holy fuck, you bit me. You broke the skin.
That is awful.
There was some chick that bit my face once. This is like a very hidden memory, but you just like.
I can't believe that we just found this out about you. You got
do
bit
tell,
in the face
Clark.
By a human.
Well, it's great. My mom worked at a daycare, our La Petite Academy, and I was like real little, but I would help her out and stuff. And there's this one girl who is, like, on the playground, but everyone was going inside. And I was like, oh, can you go get her? And she's on, you know, like, one of those playground of the horse things.
As she rocks back and
so,
forth.
So, like, I went to get her,
rocking,
and I was like, hey, we're going inside. And she's like, no, I'm staying out here. And I was a bit older than her. But I was like, no, we're all going inside now. And she's like, no. And then... Like, I just remember being like, no, we have to go. And I got closer, and she's bit my face. Like, my nose was bleeding.
What?
She bit you in the nose and drew blood?
Yeah.
That's like in Batman Returns.
The penguin did that exactly.
It could be worse. I could be bleeding from the nose profusely.
Like, yeah.
That's the line.
She definitely bit my face, and... I was really little and I was just crying.
Oh,
I don't know.
Understandably.
Yeah.
Is that why anytime?
I mean, I just would bite like the boy's arm and it was always
chicks
boys and it never dropped off.
Man. Fucking nuts, man.
And they deserved it. They stole my freaking block.
Hit them.
Well, no,
hit
I was like,
don't
when
bite
I was little, I was really, really, really tiny.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like half the size of anybody else in my grade.
Sort of like now?
Much more. Even more so. I'm just saying, I like.
Because you're like half the size of me.
That's true.
You are a little tall, Keith. A little.
To be fair,
I'm
a larger man.
If I had a boy who's twice the size of me, he could knock me over in a second. So that was my only one defense mechanism.
To bite them.
like a common animal. School, but you're probably not supposed to do that.
One of the most uncomfortable vacations I ever went on was through the Boy Scouts.
There was here comes another sob story.
No, this one ends up okay for me.
Oh, man.
Of course, so I wasn't a Cub Scout. I was just the Cub Scouts assistant.
Wait a minute, what?
Why?
I was like a towel boy to a basketball team to the Cub Scouts.
For the Cub Scouts, dude?
Wait,
for the
that's
a rough life, man.
Let Mark tell his own sad tale.
I just want to be on record that Keith was the flag team of the Cub Scouts. It was just so sad.
No, I'm saying that's I thought what Mark was going to say about his experience with the
Cub Scout. I was a real Boy Scout.
Oh, Cub Scout or Boy Scout?
Boy Scout. Okay. At this time, I was a Cub Scout too. This was later, and they had a thing. It was called Sea Base, where you go to the Florida Keys for like 6 days, and you know they get like a couple dads or like the chaperones, and it was like 5 guys or something like that. And we go there, and you like snorkel, and you stop at the Ernest Hemingway house, and you have a grand old time in the Florida Keys. But the parents who were running it just like Googled for the cheapest boat you could charter. So they found the one that they found.
There's not Google at this time.
There was something. Somehow they found this boat, and they just conducted the whole thing like, you know, either like over the phone with a rental company or like by email. You know, I don't even know how they did it, but they did not meet the captain.
Uh-oh.
So like, we get to this boat, and it's, you know, it's maybe like a 60-foot boat. It's holding like three suburban conservative dads and 5 Boy Scouts.
This sounds similar to the plot of Captain Ron.
I love Captain Ron! I love Captain Ron with a passion. Okay, go on.
But, so So we get on the boat, and it's this just incredibly Dutch man. And we all thought he was so cool, like all the kids.
And then he bit us.
Well,
in the face.
And so we were like, awesome. You know, and he was like, I can't do a Dutch accent, so I'm not even going to try. So he brings us on the boat, and we all had like a great time the first night. All the dads were like, man, this guy like really knows his stuff. He designed the boat himself. He's really great. The second morning, two of the dads wake up early to see this is after we pulled away and we're like miles from shore. Our Dutch captain just sitting in a yellow thong reading a Playgirl.
And what?
They were so unhappy.
I know your dad would be.
That is uncomfortable.
He was not
That's
there.
That's not his. What?
He wasn't there for that one. It was like 3 other dads I didn't know as well.
Oh, geez.
But they
not
were
not as well as his
would not
dad.
Have taken kindly to that.
Yeah, Mark didn't know those other 3 dads as well as he knew his dad.
So your captain was a gay Dutchman?
Yeah, he was so nice, but like all the dads were so uncomfortable about it, and the whole time, like as soon as we get into port, they would just like run us off of the boat, and then when we were on the boat, they were just so short with the captain, which was bad because sometimes he'd be communicating necessary information, like a storm is coming.
To be fair, the captain doesn't have to read his Playgirl.
In his thong, in front of
I mean, that's his business,
boat.
I guess.
That's his boat.
Your guest's
boat.
On his boat.
Yeah.
After careful consideration, I retract that statement.
It's not St. Louis. It's not like it's free.
We didn't have to avoid a single sniper.
Tins, yes. Do you have any great summer vacation or just vacation?
Probably the
memories?
One with me was pretty great.
You know what? The Hilton Head vacation was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What did we do at Hilton Head? We saw an owl.
We saw an owl.
Whoa!
Yeah.
In real life?
In real life.
A whole one?
Like
at
2
night.
In the morning right above us. It was just, we just froze and saw an owl. We went and we heard a band or two at some bars. We went to the beach. We played miniature golf, I believe.
What was fun was we got to experience Magic Hat beer before anybody in the Midwest got to experience
it. You win.
So you're welcome.
And because of a selling a register error, they sold us our first one for like $9. It was a 12-pack sampler, and they just sold it to us for $9. So we're like, really? So we bought like 3 immediately. It's like,
nice.
Don't care if it's not good. It's
$9.
Like it's $9. So we tried them all, and they were great. And we bought some more later on that week, and they gave us shirts. Which
and
is
now
another
we,
reason why we have like 8 or 9 of the same shirt.
Yeah, we, me and Keith
it's
have
only one though. The rest are because you want to wear the same shirt.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. I think Keith,
no,
Keith and
right.
I probably have what would you say like maybe 6 sets of matching shirts.
I'd say maybe 7 or 8.
Really, that
yeah.
many?
Yeah, because I was counting them out. We got waist up.
Okay.
We have.
Wait, what was the first one?
Waystock.
The Swamp Fox
the
one.
Swamp
you can
Fox.
See them the
that
shit
dumb Candyland.
Yeah, the shitty Candyland.
The our wigwag shirts.
The one we just spoke of, the roller shirts.
Uh-huh.
We got more than that.
I know we have more.
That's a lot
on the podcast.
82 beers.
Bud Light 82 beers.
See?
At least five of the exact same shirts to share with another adult male.
Not well, not to mention we do also have matching Batman outfits.
Matching Blackhawks jerseys. We have Blackhawks jerseys, but they're not exactly the same.
What about Improv Mafia? Don't you have the same Improv Mafia shirt?
No, we have different Improv Mafia
shirts. Oh, yeah, they're different, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And that is our shirt story.
You're welcome, listeners.
Hey,
understood what those shirts were by their descriptions.
What was your guys' favorite part of Mario Kart?
Come back.
What are you, an idiot?
I told Lauren I was going to give it 15 minutes, and then I was back to Mario
All
Kart.
Right, as long as you,
I
you
love
know,
the,
my favorite know. Part of Mario Kart is shooting the spiked turtle shell. And then, like, having it actually be the impetus for me to get into first place.
Dude, battle mode was the best, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I was just playing that.
It was the battle
mode.
You got to play, it was like one of the first battle mode, the four-person battle mode.
N64.
They have it on the Super Nintendo version.
Was it four or was it two?
You could only play four, I believe, if you had the four-way connector.
Oh, that's right.
Had that though.
That existed though.
I used to be one of those guys that I think for 2 years, maybe three, I went to a Mario Kart party in quotation marks. Everybody shows up at some dude's house at like 7 or 8, and you just play Mario Kart till like 8 the next morning.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's, when Double Dash came out for the GameCube, I remember having a Double Dash party. It was good.
I like Double Dash.
How old were you when you?
It was for GameCube. I was in high school.
Okay. Playing Mario Kart. All
Why? I can't help but feel like you're judging me for this.
No.
Well,
it's because I'm stroking the beard I don't have.
I mean,
what?
Yeah, it was a 13 or 14 year old.
James is a freshman playing Mario Kart.
Yeah, people ordered like 3 Crave cases.
I did that when I was 13.
You what?
I did that like when I was like 12.
Oh no, I did it when I was like
probably
12, 13. Well, I don't remember what age I was.
No, I probably did it.
It was
when 17.
7th or 8th grade was.
Well, maybe I just didn't grow up as fast as you, Castelvi.
Oh, maybe you should.
By the time Castelvi was 20, he actually had a full 401k plan.
Yeah. Start thinking about the future.
That's good for the future, because you don't ever want to fall in debt.
Well, he experienced everything prior, so I would hate to fall into debt.
One of my biggest fears is monetary debt.
Oh, if you have debt of $10,000 or more, you could always call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
Oh, yeah? Well, how would I call them?
Oh, well, I have a friend named Matt Castelvi who has experienced so many things.
Oh, yeah.
And he can tell you the number.
Okay.
Can you sing it the exact same way you sang it last podcast?
Oh, God. I remember I was listening to it today. It was because it was the heart and soul.
That's right.
I can't.
You can do it.
I don't remember what part it was at. What part?
8, 6, 6.
9, 6, 3, 2, 3, 5, 4 Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
Close.
LegalHelpersDR.com.
It was close to that.
Close enough.
No, because I got it at the wrong part. It was the do-to-do-to-do-to-do. And the other one. This is different. This is better. This part was good.
Uh-oh. You know what that sound means?
You're out of horchata.
Horchata.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what you said that last sentence.
Go to St. Louis. Because
you
free.
Do have to sing it.
Horchata.
That sound means I'm all out of Pez, and that means the podcast is over.
Oh gosh, well, we had a good time.
Let's go on a vacation, guys.
Pez.
Let's all go on a vacation.
Yeah, we'll go right after we turn off this podcast, Lauren.
Where are we going, everybody?
St. Louis!
No, we are not. No, no, no.
Fuck that. Fuck this.
I'm going to see the arch.
Let's go to Kansas City. I know a lot of good barbecue places.
Hey, if you know of a great place for us to go, you can write into Activate.
But make sure you include how late the bars are open till.
Yeah. And coupons for places.
And that's info at octavarius.com. You can email us.
I like those coupons.
Yeah, it's info.
That's cool. What I said.
I couldn't. I didn't hear what you said.
Said info.
So, I thought you said www.
Well, I said the website was www.
All right.
Okay, it's done.
Well,
octavarius.com.
Pop chips.
Or any pop chips.
We should just end them on that.